There's just time for a few more of your questions. Aman Sharma wrote in to ask how photons are produced in the core of the sun. I put this to Dominic Ford.
The basic process that powers the sun is that you take four hydrogen atoms, hydrogen of course is one of the principal components of the universe, and you bind those hydrogen atoms together to form one helium atom, turning two of the protons into two neutrons in the process. And that helium atom is more stable than the hydrogen atoms you started with, and so you have a release of energy. And that's the process that powers almost all of the stars in the universe for most of their lives. More massive stars like Betelgeuse towards the end of their lives may get hot and dense enough to fuse helium atoms into still heavier atoms with a further release of energy. But even those stars will have spent most of their lives just turning hydrogen into helium. Now, that fusion process requires incredibly high temperatures and densities. It only takes place in the very centre of the sun, where you have a density of about 100 times the density of water, and you have a temperature of about 50 million degrees centigrade. So that energy then has to be transferred from the core of the sun out to the surface, and that happens by a combination of radiation transfer through the sun and heat transfer and convection. And it actually takes of order tens of millions of years for heat to get from the centre of the sun to the surface that we see. So in fact, even if by some miracle fusion were to stop in the core of the sun, the surface would actually stay hot and stay bright for tens of millions of years before the sun started to cool down.
So thank you, Dominic.